So, Mark, did you know it's Adoption Month?
I did not. Did you know it's Arizona Leafy Greens Month?
Thanks, Yuma.
And it's Careers in Construction Sciences Month.
That's oddly specific. So does that mean we can make November the show month?
Actually, there is a process of proclaiming special months, weeks, and days here in Arizona. There's an office over at the state capitol for that. The show's Annika Klein takes us on a field trip there.
The seal looks very official, I have to say.
People get really excited when they see a proclamation from the governor's office.
At first sight, it's just a piece of paper, a very fancy piece of paper labeling a certain day, week, or month. Laddie Shane is leafing through examples.
Let's see some that I have here that we've proved.
He's with the governor's office of constituent affairs.
Autism Awareness Month, Building Safety Month.
Some are more serious.
Bullying Prevention Month.
Some are fun.
Arizona Beer Week.
And some are very specific.
Diaper Need Awareness Week.
Shane is involved in approving all of them. Basically, in this office, every day is Proclamation Day. They turn out hundreds of these each year.
And we put together the report every week that the governor does see, and he can go through and edit and revise and do suggestions with the policy team.
Then it becomes official, stamped with that golden seal and signed by the governor, like a recent one that declared October Cybersecurity Awareness Month. A sign of the tech-heavy world we live in today, but proclamations go way back.
The process of proclaiming might be around since statehood.
I, John N. Goodwin, having been appointed by the President of the United States.
Melanie Sturgeon is the director of the State Archives. She's reading from the state's first proclamation, which dates back to 1863. It wasn't hard to find. It's hanging on the wall in the Archive and History Building.
I shall this day proceed to organize said government.
The first proclamation in Arizona was about the creation of Arizona as a territory.
What they would do is take that proclamation that they had all written their names on, and they would hand them out as they went through the state. If they came to a place where there were a group of people, they would get one so they would know.
It was basically a newsletter. In the early years of the state, proclamations had nothing to do with declaring a certain day or month as special. Instead, they were a way for the governor to outline what he wanted to focus on during that legislative session.
Here's another one from World War II. Firearms, sales, soldiers coming back.
These early proclamations all originated in the governor's office. But it's a little different now.
People can go now to the governor and say, I would like a proclamation about this or that. And so there are a lot more of them than they used to have.
In fact, most proclamations now come from residents. They fill out a form online, and it goes to the Capitol for review. Barbie Engel has done this many times.
I think our first one that we requested was 2009.
Engel is president of the International Pain Foundation and an Arizona resident. She's behind Chronic Pain Awareness Month, Lupus Awareness Month, and a couple others. And she sees the proclamations process as sort of a side door to the legislature.
When the governor of the state signs off on it, it helps the other legislators see that this is an important issue.
And she says that thin piece of paper carries weight elsewhere, too.
There have been some patients that were unable to get treatment for their disease. And in their appeal to the insurance company, they included that the state governor had signed off on a proclamation.
She says in some cases, it made a difference. Her one critique of the process is this.
In the beginning, we didn't realize we had to apply every single year. We thought, oh my goodness, we got this proclamation. It's forever.
It's not. But it's worth it to Engel to send in applications every year, hoping they make it through Shane's office, onto the governor's desk, and back into her hands again, stamped and ready to be presented to whoever doesn't know what month it is. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.